The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is from 1 Samuel chapter 3. The young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel, at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. And I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he said, "Here I am." And Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord, and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Matthew and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, Because I said to you I saw you under a fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the Old Testament lesson, which was just read a few minutes ago. One activity we all struggle with is listening. It's not that hard of an art to master. It means actually paying attention to what's being said and nodding at appropriate times. You know, there's actually a listening association. It's an association you can join to help you learn to listen better. A good example of listening better is during a sermon. Now, see, I get to see things from a different perspective. I always laugh that it's during the sermon time, people have got to go to the bathroom. Take care of that before the church service. Thanks, Todd. Anyways, people can go for 8 hours at work, not have to go to the bathroom, but let the sermon start and they got to go. Many adults become like restless children in church. People just in generally are not good listeners. We'd rather be talking or watching something happen. Listening for us is hard to do. But today we're going to find out how important it is to listen, to help our relationship with God, and what a blessing it truly is. So may God bless you these next few moments as you listen to God speak to you through his word. Today we get to meet Samuel. He was a boy when he was given over to the temple, and Eli the high priest took care of him there. And it says in verse 1, And in those days the word of the Lord was rare, and there were no visions. Why would God choose not to speak to his people? Well, if you study Israel at this time, you find out they are exceedingly wicked. They're not interested in listening to God's word, and they're too busy breaking God's commandments. And I'm talking about Israel during Samuel's time. I'm not talking about America today, of course. They couldn't listen to a prophet. So, thus the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Is the word of the Lord rare in your life? Now, you've made part of this. How often do you attend worship and Bible study? Because you guys made it in spite of the bitter cold. Did any of you see on TV the listing on the bottom of all the churches that were closed? Most of them were non-denominational, too. So there's another reason to give them a black mark. They closed because it's cold. Now, cold was Bible study this morning. It was 50 degrees in there. I'm huddled up in my heavy leather coat because it was so cold in there. But are you too busy then for also personal time with God? When I talk to people who don't go to church, I oftentimes hear, well, I pray all the time. Well, praying is not listening to God. Prayer is not the way that God speaks to us. Eli and Samuel worked in the temple. And it says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. God was still a stranger to Samuel. So it is with many people. So it is with many of us. God is still a stranger. We too make a mistake of not making God's word a priority in our life. God becomes more and more of a stranger to us. Now, we can make excuses for it, but we're still sinning in the process. But what happens when we stop and listen to our God? Three times God calls out to Samuel. And on the third, before the third time, Eli figures it out that it's God calling Samuel, not him. So he says, "Tell him your servant is listening." From that moment on, God spoke to Samuel on a regular basis. And because Samuel listened to the Lord, he was a respected prophet from Dan, which was in the far north, to Beersheba, which was in the far south of Israel. It's not difficult to get to know God when you listen for him. After the first hymn, we confessed our sins, that we had disobeyed God in thought, word, and deed, by what we had done and what we had left undone. And one of the things we left undone was listening to God. Do you hear God's word when, after the confession of sins, you hear that your sins are forgiven? You're told that Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Were you listening to God when it was spoken to you and said these things in the beginning of church? When we celebrate the Lord's Supper, God is speaking to us again. He says, "Here is my body given for you. Here is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins." Do you realize when you hear those words during the communion portion of the service, you are hearing the voice of Christ? Christ is telling you that the relationship between man and God is right again. For there is nothing under heaven or the earth that can separate us from the love of God. It's amazing that we know these things by doing something complicated, but yet as simple as listening. In the gospel lesson, Nathanael was told about Jesus by his brother, and he has a sarcastic comment. "How can anything good come out of Nazareth, this little backwater town? If somebody important is going to come, he's going to come from Jerusalem, the capital." That was Nathanael's thought pattern. So he went and met Jesus and listened to him. And then Jesus revealed to Nathanael his power, telling that he, Jesus, had seen Nathanael underneath the fig tree, and that Nathanael was a person in whom there was no deceit. Finally, Nathanael says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Wonderful words we would like to hear and speak every day. God gives us this type of faith through his word. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Jesus told Nathanael, "You'll see things greater than this." And eventually he did. He saw Jesus die and rise again and ascend into heaven. As we listen to our Lord and spend time in his word, we're able to see those same wondrous things for ourselves. Let listening to the word of God be a priority this coming year. The blessings you receive are endless. A renewed understanding of God's forgiveness and love for you, a renewed faith, a renewed desire to serve him in your life. May these words we have repeated this morning, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," may these words be your motto, not just this year, but in your life in general. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.